Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the entire Denver community for the outpouring support for Derrant and the Denver Broncos. It's been quite touching, very real, and appreciate all the thoughts and prayers that have been given to Derrant and his family, and obviously the Broncos in general. And the Denver Police Department for their ongoing investigation into this tragedy and the hard work that they've been doing over the last couple days. And I can't get into, obviously, the details of what's going on because of the investigation. And so at this time, if anybody would like to ask any questions relative to Derrant or his family or part of the process that's going on, I'd be more than happy to talk about it.
Mike, everybody has their own process of grieving. Mm-hmm. Are you holding up?
Oh, it's always tough. You know, anytime you deal with somebody that's, you know, part of your family, just a class young man that, you know, you care an awful lot for, it's tough. You know, it's really hard. But I think our team is, you know, holding up as good as possible under the circumstances. I've had a chance to talk to Derrant's mother. She's doing as well as could be expected. A very strong woman, a strong family. And we'll have a memorial service tomorrow with our players and coaches. And obviously, Derrant's family. Go over a few stories on exactly what Derrant meant to our players and get a chance to share that with his mother and his family, immediate family. And then Saturday, we will take a plane. Our entire football team will go down to Fort Worth, where the services will be on Saturday, and we'll do that as a team.
Mike, can you talk about the player he was off the field, in the locker room,
You know, Derrant was a guy that was always upbeat. He always had a smile, and he was a fierce competitor. And, you know, to have a guy that kind of wasn't afraid of anything, that he was just a guy that looked forward to competing on Sundays. And for a young guy, you know, you really never know if a guy is going to come in and play at the level that you're hoping he's going to play at. You know, this guy was undersized at 5'8". The reason why we loved him so much coming out of college is, you know, he did a great job on special teams, and we knew he could come in and start as a nickel back because he was so tough and so hard-nosed and so quick. He made so many plays. And he also was tough and quick on the outside, but at 5'8", you're never really sure if a guy can hold up. But he proved to us very quickly that he could handle his own outside, and the impressive veterans as much as he did the coaches, you know, especially the coaches that had some reservations early. The players knew right away that we had a football player, and you know, he did things with the boys club and for kids that you know, a lot of times go unnoticed. You know, he'll just show up at the boys club because he wants to hang around kids, and every game, you know, you look at him and you had confidence as a coach because he said, "Coach, you can count on me making a play. I'm going to get it done." And so there's so many good stories about Derrant and his personality and his drive and, you know, the feeling for his kids. You know, he wanted to make sure that his mom was taken care of, that, you know, this was a chance for him to do something special for his family, his son and his daughter, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Mike, his mom has mentioned a few times how appreciative she was that you came over and sat with her and talked with you and Pat both. Can you share anything? I don't know how you talked. You obviously never had to have that conversation. That must have been difficult, but if you can share anything that you said to her.
Well, I'll probably break up. Maybe in a little bit I'll be able to tell that story.
The guys, as you talked to the guys in luck, I mean, you've talked to guys, I'm sure, throughout the day yesterday. We didn't get a chance to talk to many guys with shock, obviously, and
well, kind of like I shared, I think everybody feels about Derrant the way I do, because I don't think he had a guy that wasn't his friend, because just the way he lived life, he had a smile on his face. And as you talk about, you know, you never know why God takes somebody, but I know one thing, he got You got somebody very special in Darren. I did. I lost a player named Stacy Tran when I was with the Raiders. In a lot of automobile accident, and happened very early in the season. A very tough time.
Coach, how did you find out about the shooting?
I was called about 3 o'clock in the morning, told me what had happened.
Jim called you?
Yeah, Jim called me.
Mike, was today's gathering of the team more about, you know, remembering Darren and the good times, more so than logistical things about the offseason?
Well, we talked about, you know, we talked about a number of things. We didn't talk about anything but the offseason. We talked about, you know, Darren Williams, and we talked about the services and the memorial, and, you know, he's at a better place right now, and it's hard to understand why he's gone, but, you know, he's a good man, and he's up in heaven right now. And,
do you worry about your players as they scatter here in a few days, that they're not going to have each other to kind of lean on, you know, physically here?
Well, you know, we'll get a chance to spend some time tomorrow. Then we'll get a chance to spend some time. I'm fine, Jim. We'll get a chance to spend some time on, obviously, at the service on Saturday. And I think it'll be very special for our football team to be there as a group and not only support Darren's memory, but, you know, his mom. And we're going to have everybody in the organization obviously go, and it's something that our players feel very strongly about, as well as our coaches. And you know, it's something that's tough to do, but it's something that you do as a family.
Michael, it's difficult to have a solid relationship with every one of your players. Can you share with us the type of personal relationship you had with him?
Well, I brought him in here early when he was drafted, and he was the type of guy that there was some question marks about Darren. And so I brought him in here and asked him some of those questions, and I felt so good about him when he left. I said, hey, I'm just hoping he's there with our second pick in the second round, because this is a first round guy. And I'm just hoping that he's there because, you know, he's everything that you look for. And after my conversation with him and Joe DeForest, who was one of his coaches, I said, I'm just hoping we get lucky, and we did get lucky.
Coach, what kind of support systems are set up for the players to help them deal with it?
Well, we've got some, you know, counselors that obviously are professionals in that area, and they were here yesterday, they were here today, and, you know, they've talked to a number of players and a number of people, and you can see why you need the people in times like this, because they do a great job. I think Javon is holding up as good as he could possibly hold up under the circumstances. You know, I talked to Javon today. It's, you know, he just went through a tragic experience, you know. A lot of times when somebody has it happen to them, they wonder why it happened to him and or to Darren and not him. You know, that's just human nature, and obviously the counselors are talking with him about that. And no, it's a process. It takes some time, and I'm not an expert in that area in no means, but it was interesting to talk to these people, and it's going to take some time.
Mike, everybody always talks about the football family and kind of things. He kind of puts all that as far as people out there that don't realize how close family really is in an organization like this.
No, it does, because it is family. And it's people care about each other, and, you know, we got a special group of guys here, and you could see that right from the start that these guys, it was something special. And there's some huge grieving going on.
Coach, you made a point during the season, either you or your coaching staff kind of talk to the players, either as a group or individually, about what to expect when they're out in public, how to act and how they could be, you know, a target to some fans and messed with by people.
So the NFL does a great job with the rookie symposium. They have it for 4 or 5 days, and they go through all those scenarios as well as we do as an organization. You know, we're not naive to, you know, what goes on out on the streets. We understand, you know, that these, you know, athletes are celebrity status and what could possibly happen. So this is an ongoing process with communication between our organization and the NFL, but, you know, it's something that you've got to constantly do and make people aware of, because these things do happen.
Have you ever had to speak to a player possibly about his conduct in public and, like, hey, kind of calm down and be careful out there?
Yeah, that's what coaches do. You know, that's part of your, you know, part of the job, to, you know, have a clue on who your players are and how they handle themselves. Obviously, you can't control all situations out there, but obviously, it's part of the process that you communicate with your players every year.
Have you looked out front? Have you seen the flowers and all the gifts that fans have dropped off? There's been a parade of people.
You know, to be honest with you, I have seen it on TV. I haven't walked out there myself, but I've seen different shots, and that's why, you know, as I started out this press conference with thanking the people for their support and, you know, what they, you know, how strong people feel about Darrent and obviously the tragedy that we're going through at this time.
Like, Darrent's dream was, at least through numerous sources, was to reach out and touch kids. He planned on going back to Fort Worth and doing that because apparently early in his high school career, he was going down the wrong road and somebody pointed him. Has there been any talk within the organization, you personally, to forward that dream and you know, continue his legacy with reaching out to the community?
You know, that's a great point. We're going to do a number of those things. I hate to get in detail about that, but you can be rest assured that we're going to work on Darren's dreams and make sure that they're fulfilled.
Will you have, are players going to speak at the memorial service tonight?
Yeah, that's, you know, exactly what it is. We like our players, you know, players that would like to share some of their stories with, obviously within the organization as well as Darren's immediate family. We're going to get a chance to do that. A number of players came to me today and said that they felt it very strongly that we have a memorial service where players could share with Darrent's mom and obviously his immediate family and what Darrent meant to them, and, you know, reflect some stories on what he has done that they, she might not be aware of. And I just, you know, didn't surprise me, because, you know, that's the type of players we have, and we'll get that done tomorrow. I'm sorry, explain your question.
How much do you worry about the players' security, for one? And is there anything more you can really do as a team to protect these guys?
Well, we had somebody, you know, talk to our football team today, you know, talked about security, talked about obviously the procedures that we're going through right now. And, you know, this is a part of a murder investigation, and that's one of the reasons why I can't get into a lot of detail about, you know, the security standpoint or exactly what did go on. But, you know, be rest assured that we're going to cooperate with the police as much as possible and hopefully find the person that did this.
When your phone rings at 3 a.m., are you fearful of something bad?
Well, to be honest with you, it was, you know, you take a look at New Year's, you're not sure if a family member's calling or somebody's stuck. And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't think about it.
So what you're saying, this memorial tomorrow will involve Darren's mother and his immediate family members. Were his children there when you talked to his mother?
No, I talked to his stepbrother and one of his cousins, but I did not talk to his son and his daughter. I'm not really sure. I know they're going to be there, obviously, Saturday. I'm not sure what Mrs. Williams' plans are, but she knows that anything that she wants, that she'll have.
For next year and the offseason, is there a tribute? Obviously, there'll be ongoing tributes, but as far as Darren's, would it be a number? Would it be a patch in his locker? Obviously,
you know, we talked about that, and, you know, there's a number of different thoughts, but right now with the memorial and obviously the service coming Saturday and what's gone on here in the last, you know, 24, 48 hours, there will be something done. We haven't decided on what, but his memory will be there and for a lot of years, and we will think of something.
Thank you.
a lot of different ideas at this time. I'd hate to say what they are because it'd be a little bit premature.
Do you know if you or anyone else from the organization will give a eulogy?
I talked to his mom, you know, today, you know, talked to her today about the memorial service, and she had asked me if I would speak, and I told her I'd be more than happy to speak as well as I can under the circumstances, and I'm not sure exactly who else is scheduled to speak.
Well, Darren was friends with a lot of players on this team. It was pretty well known that he might have been closest to Dominique. If you had a chance to talk to him, and how is he holding up?
Did talk to Dominique last night a little bit. I think he's like everybody else, you know, stunned, shocked. Doesn't make any sense. But he's hanging in there as well as possible.
Obviously, the short term is the number one concern, both through this time. But looking ahead, is this going to be the hardest challenge just to, you know, overcome this, you know, next year? I mean, now obviously, this is something that's going to linger for a long time.
I mean, anytime you deal with, you know, death, obviously, it's something that is hard to talk about. It's hard to deal with. It's something that you really don't prepare yourself for. But, you know, as I was trying to say before, you know, it's something that he's in a better place right now. And from the football standpoint, you know, that obviously doesn't matter.